we started last week a series on leadership. Of course, I spoke about a young man, Joseph, and how had Joseph gone ahead and said no to his dad to go check on his brothers. And I believe, of course, down there when he said, "Here I am," to his dad asked him to go check on his brothers and check him, I believe, and go check on the flocks and to return word to his dad. And Joseph, he was obedient. And the key thing that I mentioned last week was he was Joseph. His brothers hated him. They left to go ahead and flee from Joseph. They didn't want to be around the house anymore. They were sick of Joseph's attitude. They were sick of the fact that he was loved more than by his dad. He was sick. They were sick of the fact that he had the coat of many colors. Of course, we know the story, but they wanted to flee from Joseph. Now, Joseph, he went ahead, and when dad asked him, now, Joseph, I want you to go do this task for me, and he went down and checked on his brothers, and he said, "Dad, I'll do it." Now, Joseph's flesh, I can imagine at this time, knowing that his older brothers hated him, Joseph's flesh, I could imagine wanting to be, "No, Dad, come on, let's think about this. My brothers hate me." But the very fact that he was obedient to his dad proves a certain amount of leadership there. Joseph was I believe, obedient. He was obedient, and he did not take heed to his flesh. He did not go ahead. You see, as I mentioned before, the flesh doesn't like to be led. Okay, so the very fact that Joseph was willing, said, "Okay, Dad, I'll do this," he said no to the flesh and yes to God. Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at here. But leadership, as we go on here tonight, leadership is the ability to guide or direct. A leader is one who can say no to the flesh and yes to Christ, just as Joseph did there. With leadership, there comes much responsibility. A leader will must take responsibility for himself, and a true leader must take that responsibility he has for himself and leadership he has over others lightly. In other words, let me use this around. I got to walk around a little bit here, okay? It makes me a little more.
How are we doing? You hear me now? Okay, here we are. Just like Verizon. You hear me now? All right. Okay. Anyways, now a true leader is going to take the responsibility that he has as a leader, and he's not going to take it lightly. Okay? All right. Let's read on here. Let's read Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to read a few verses here in chapter 5, verse 16. "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Now, a sign of leadership here. The Bible says to walk in the Spirit, okay? Who's the Spirit? This is the Holy Spirit, "and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." So a good leader is going to go ahead and be responsible to himself and say no to the flesh, okay? Joseph was a good illustration of that last week, okay? Going to say no to the flesh. The very fact that Joseph said no shows that he had control of himself. He had control. He wasn't going to go ahead and rebel against dad, but he had control. Now, a good leader, a good Christian, is going to walk in the Spirit. Why? So he does not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Verse 17, the Bible says, "For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh." So what happens here? The Spirit of God, okay, when you got saved, the Spirit of God came in to move inside you. Okay, the Spirit is inside you. So here we are to be Spirit controlled. The Bible says, "Walk in the Spirit." How do you walk in the Spirit? Okay, very simply, read your Bible. How do you walk in the Spirit? Pray to God. How do we walk in the Spirit? Get in church. Okay, them are very, very good, simple ways of how we can walk in the Spirit. Now you must take the responsibility to read your Bible and to walk in the Spirit. So if you walk in the Spirit, you know what? Then the Bible says, if you walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You see, the flesh and the Spirit, they're warring against each other. They're fighting each other, okay? And a good leader, okay, and a good godly parent, a good pastor, godly Sunday school teacher, a good godly bus captain is going to be able to control the flesh. Why? Simply because he walks in the Spirit. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. You see, the flesh desires to stay home tonight. All right? The flesh desires to go ahead and not read your Bible. Okay, the flesh desires to go ahead and go drinking. and go smoking and do the things that we ought not do. The flesh desires that. Now, a good leader, okay, a good leader who walks in the Spirit is going to be able to, who walks in the Spirit will overcome the flesh, okay? Now, follow me very closely here. So, when you allow God to have control, much will happen in your leadership areas. Now, let me just say this. Let me give you a few things tonight. Okay, a strong and successful corporation and business is always based on good, responsible leadership. Okay, let me use a few illustrations here. Example: Sam Walton. All right, Walmart to you ladies. All right. Sam Walton used to run a 5 and 10 cent store. I think it was in Arkansas, same place where Walmart was founded. He did not look for more than that, but now look at all the fruits of his labors. Walmart. Okay? Now, Sam Walton had the ability to lead and be responsible with what little he had. And look, he got blessed with something bigger than he ever imagined. Okay? Now, strong churches. Strong churches are based on good leadership. Okay? For instance, my hero, Dr. Jack Howes. I'll give you a few little illustrations here, then I'll get to the heart here in just a moment. But my hero, Dr. Jack Howes, nothing wrong with having a hero if they're right. Okay, nothing wrong with having, but my hero, Dr. Jack Howes, a great pastor. He pastored churches with 19 members, very small churches, several years. He had two or three different pastors before the great First Baptist Church of Hammond. And but he did not look to pastor a big church. He would have told you that. He didn't look to pastor a big church like First Baptist Church. But he was faithful in leading the few that God gave him, okay, and blessed him bountifully with a big church. And I know that he gave up. And by the way, let's go back to Sam Walton a minute. You know, a successful leader like Sam Walton, you know what? He gave up some things to go ahead and become what he became. You know, you don't necessarily see these big leaders of corporations. You didn't see people, great pastors like Dr. Hiles, just go out and go golfing every day and do all this stuff. And again, that is not bad. But you know, the truth of the matter is, behind the scenes, when the workers and the employees were out having their time off, that leader, for him to become the success he was burning some midnight oil. Okay, he was in the background figuring out, okay, how can I build this business bigger? How can I be more successful? Okay, Dr. Hiles and other great men of God. You know what? While the church members might be out having some fun and different things, and again, there's nothing wrong with fun. But a good pastor generally will be behind the scenes, not always being involved in all that. Yeah, from time to time, doing this and that, and maybe going out on the golf course and playing a few rounds of golf. But the truth of the matter is, a good pastor generally will be in behind the scenes, burning some midnight oil. Okay, now a strong home. If you're going to have a strong home, it's going to be based on parents being in control of the home and not the children. We talked a little bit about this, and I'm reviewing a little bit. A strong home is going to be based on good, godly parents taking the leadership in the home, okay, and being in control of the home and not the children. We talked about that a little bit last week. You know what? Why do we have so much chaos today? Because we have no leaders. We have no leaders in America today. We have no, you know, and the truth of the matter is, you know, if you're a parent here tonight, you need to have a group of people, including yourself, okay? You ought to be godly enough to go ahead and teach and train your children in the ways of that book right there. And you ought to be godly enough to know that, you know what, that you ought to have a few people that your children can look to. Okay, you ought to be a godly parent. You ought to be teaching your children in the home, but also the church can be a part of that. There ought to be a Sunday school teacher, a preacher, a bus captain, maybe a few different other people there that you can go ahead and point your children to and say, you know what, I want you to follow them. You see, what happens is we allow TV to be our leadership. We allow the world, if you will, and again, I'm not tonight preaching against TV. I have one, but the truth of the matter is we need to be careful in allowing that kind of stuff to lead our children. No wonder why they get their minds messed up. No wonder why their priorities get out of whack, because we aren't doing our part in parenting them. Okay, so a strong home, strong leadership in the home is going to be based on parents being in control of the home and not the children. We need to, I said it last week, and I'm reviewing just a little bit here, and then we're going to go forward more, but I said it last week, just to review a little bit, we need to let our children know what they expect. Okay, they ought to know the rules. Okay, they ought to know the rules. Now, if they go by it, as I taught last week, they go by them rules, they go past them rules, then there's a consequence. We talked about that, okay? And I won't take my time that much on that tonight. Our job is not to be the buddy of a child, as a parent, I'm talking about. Okay, my job is to parent my children. Yes, I love them. Yes, I'll go ahead and do things with them. But the truth of the matter is, when children have do wrong, we don't want to go ahead and take the necessary action that we need to take by spanking them, as the Bible says it's okay to do. I was spanked. I turned out just fine. Okay, and the truth of the matter is, the Bible's very clear. You spare the rod, you spoil the child, and the Bible's clear that if I go ahead and I don't discipline my children according to the Bible, that the Bible teaches that I'm not showing my love to them. But the truth of the matter is, I love my child by disciplining them when they do wrong. I'm not going to just go ahead and say, well, okay, my child went past the rules. Okay, just slap them on the hand and just put their, it's okay. Now I'm not going to do that. Truth of the matter is, we need some godly parents to lead our kids today. Okay, we need also to help the parents, and I think the parents ought to have a list of people, okay, to whom you could point your children to and say, you follow that man, you follow that Sunday school teacher, you follow that pastor's wife, you follow that bus captain. You know what? It's good to have that. Okay, the Bible says that there's safety in a multitude of counselors. Okay, I think, okay, here I am. I'm a pastor. I'm a parent. Okay, for my children, you know, I have certain people that I point my children to. You know, I can't do it all by myself. Okay, I am a parent now. I need to have control of my home. I need to have discipline in my home. I need to do all that. But the truth of the matter is, I have people in my life that I am saying, that I tell my kids, hey, you know what? You follow that person right there. That youth leader there, you know what? You can follow him. That Sunday school teacher, you can follow him. That bus captain, if they're at work on a bus route, and they have been, a lot of my kids have been for several years, you know what? You can follow him. Follow the traits of them individuals. You know, the Bible talks about there's a safety in a multitude of counselors. Let me just illustrate this real quick. Cody, come up here a minute, please. Let me just illustrate this a moment. There's safety in a multitude of counselors. This wasn't part of my lesson, but I'm on it, so I may as well just teach it for a minute. Here's Cody. Okay, I believe that Cody, okay, yes, I'm his dad. Okay, I'm a parent of his. I'm his pastor now, like it or not. Okay, all right, I'm his pastor, I'm his dad. Okay, so here's Cody in the center. Here I am as a pastor. Here I am as a dad. Okay, is there a Sunday school teacher out here tonight? Let me just go ahead and anybody, okay, Ron, come on up here. Brother Ron, come on up here a minute. So Cody's going to stand right here. I'm going to kind of stand here and talk and illustrate. So here comes Ron. Okay, Ron's going to kind of stand around him right about right here. Okay, let's see. Let me see. Can I have someone represent a Christian school teacher, or a school teacher? Somebody, Mrs. Weeks, would you come up here? I'm being the parent now, so I'll call on my wife, you know. She just loves to have me use her as an illustration. And pray for me, I might hear it later. But that's okay. Now, Mrs. Weeks, you kind of stand right here. Okay, let's see here. Oh, why don't I have someone else come? Emerson, come on up here. Come on up here a minute. And I think I'll just use these people as illustrations tonight and include myself. Come on up here a minute. Now, here's Cody in the center. Okay, I as a leader, okay, I as a dad and a pastor, man, as a parent, I want to point Cody to some spiritual leadership. Okay? Now, we all ought to be on the same page. You're the Christian school teacher, is that right? Okay, he's a youth leader, he's the Sunday school teacher, we have a bus driver, you represent a bus driver, but a leader, or a bus captain, or what have you, so he'll represent them. Now we kind of come right over here, Emerson, come right, now we all ought to be, okay, right here, we all ought to be on the same page, Okay, we all ought to be on the same page as far as doing our part to lead this kid, because we want this kid to be a success. We want him to go off and serve the Lord. We want him to do some great things. Okay? So somewhere along the way, we all kind of, in essence, we all kind of bind arms, if you will. And you know what? That's safety. That's what I'm talking about, safety. Now, if we get in kind of a squabble, okay, pretend if we were up here binding arms, Cody's in the center, okay, and Cody wants to go ahead and try to go outside that, you know what? He's not going to get out of bounds very far, because we're all on the same page teaching and training him to do some great things, so he's not going to go very far. Now, if leadership gets broken down, and we start getting ornery with one another, or maybe disloyalty comes in, then maybe somewhere in that we got to be very careful with this, but somewhere in that circle of him, you know, we get disgruntled with one another as leaders or adults, and this can happen, and we kind of loosen up and start getting nonchalant about the business of God or whatever, then the devil looks at that as an opportunity, says, hey, you know what? There's a weak link right here. There's a weak link. I've been looking to get this boy. I've been looking to try to grab him and get him out of the will of God. And you know what? Hey, there's a little squabbling down there at Faith Baptist, if you will. There's a little bit of squabbling there. There's a little bit of a weak link there. And you know what? I'm going to take that little hole right there. And you know what? I'll get Cody yet. That's why, listen to me. It is so important. It is so important as Christian leaders, okay, here this evening, as a pastor, as a parent, as a Sunday school teacher, we stay on the same page, and that's why we have meetings, that's why we do different things, to stay on the same page, so those that follow us, okay, so that those that follow us have safety all the time. It's okay, Cody, okay? All right? They have safety. In a multitude of counselors, there is safety. You know what? Why do children go by the wayside? Why does the devil have their way with good kids? Simply because somewhere there's a breakdown in leadership. Some of it starts from the home. Some of it starts from some ministry in the church or whatever. Some of it can even stem from the pulpit of the church. But our job is to go ahead and reach and train our kids, whether it be your own kids, whether it be a bus kid. Our job is to do everything we can to teach and to train this individual. Cody representing all the kids here on the buses or whatever. Cody representing them. Our job is to go ahead and teach and train this child so that he could be a young leader, be a leader for Christ one day. It's a breakdown there. Thank you. You may be seated. That wasn't part of my Bible study, but it was good, amen? But listen to me. I'm back on the home here a minute, okay? Now, yeah, we need strong churches. And, you know, truth of the matter is it starts with me. I know that. As far as Faith Baptist, it starts with me. You know, I need to be on my knees praying for you and praying for God's direction. I understand that. There's a certain amount of responsibility there and so forth. But let me tell you something. The success of a strong church, it comes, obviously, from the pastor and the leadership roles. The success of a home, strong homes, are built mainly from the parents. Parents getting in this word, teaching the word of God to your kids. You know what? I got up this morning, and it's not easy to do this, and it is not. But let me tell you something. I got up this morning, but on Monday through Friday mornings especially, we have a time, 6 o'clock, around the table, reading our Bible together. Now, you say, what are you trying to boast? No, I'm not trying to boast. I'm trying to tell you that my kids are important. It's my job as a dad to do everything I can to teach this word right here to my kids. And you know, I've only got them for just a little while. And you've only got your children for just a little while. So we need to do everything we can. What I'm saying, there's a breakdown. As I mentioned last week, there's a breakdown in the home. And a lot of it stems from us as parents. We need to read our Bible together as a family. We need to go ahead and listen to our children. That builds a home. Discipline when necessary. You know, tonight, now I'm going to kind of get into the gist of things. Now, I mentioned back in Galatians, this I say then. So if we're going to be a successful leader, okay, if you're going to be a successful parent, if you're going to be a successful worker, maybe a successful boss or whatever, you know what? And if you're going to be the kind of success that God wants you to be, okay, you need to walk in the Spirit. Why? So you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay? So, you know, tonight here, whether you like it or not, there are leaders all through this auditorium. All right? If you are an older sister or brother and you have some young siblings, you know what? You're a leader. You are a leader. And the truth of the matter is, these little eyes that are in the home with you, okay? Now listen to me. If you're an older teenager here, you ought to catch this. The little eyes in the home, they're watching how you treat mom and dad. They're watching how you may sit up in church. They're watching how you may go ahead and conduct yourselves. They're watching. No wonder why these little kids, you go ahead and you sass back to mom and dad. You go ahead and you treat mom and dad like dirt. Listen to me now. Listen, look right up here. Look right up here, okay? I'm preaching to you, all right? And some of you teenagers, you need to look right up here, all right? I'm your friend, believe it or not, okay? I love you, but I want everybody looking right up here. I'm very, very serious about what I'm preaching and teaching on. I want to help you. But the truth of the matter is, listen, if you're an older sibling and there's younger ones in the house, you know what? If they see you, go ahead and treat mom and dad with disrespect. If they see you go ahead and in the preaching kind of sit back and not pay attention, you know what? No wonder why that gets bred into them, that gets kind of fueled into them. No wonder why they end up turning out wrong. No wonder why they come to church and maybe cause havoc. No wonder why they go ahead and by the way, you may go ahead and mildly treat mom and dad roughly. You may have just a mild case of rebellion, but let me tell you something, it gets fueled even more to the younger generation. It gets fueled even more to the younger crowd. You may think, well, you know, I was just a little bit rebellious. Let me tell you something. You take that rebellion you had and times it by two. Let me tell you something. Your younger sibling, 9 times out of 10, will treat your mom and dad worse. Okay? What I'm trying to say, there are leaders all over this room. If you treat your parents in authority like dirt, most cases they're going to fall into the same line. That's why we as Christian leaders, you know what? Especially you, we work in the bus ministry, we see all kinds of different situations. You know, we as Christian leaders, that's why we need to be consistent. That's why we need to walk with God. That's why we need to be serious about the things of God. That's why we need to go ahead and every single day get on our face before God and say, okay, Lord, you help me be the kind of leader I need to be. You help me to be the kind of daddy I need to be. You help me to be a good testimony on the job. You help me, Lord, to be the kind of leader that you want me to be. That's why it's so important, so that when we, if we stay fueled up with God all week long, boy, how much more we can minister to these broken homes when we're out visiting on Saturday. How much more that we can go ahead and give to them, because them little boys and girls who don't have the love that your child has, who do not have the love and the attention that your child has, they need that loving. That's why they need us to be consistent. That's why they need us, you know. So you know what? We are in desperate need of leadership in men today. But we just need some men. I mean, yes, ladies, you have your role. Don't you misunderstand me. There are some special and great and wonderful things you can do. But let me tell you something. You know what? We need some men today. We need some dads that will stand up and say, you know, I'm going to read this book. I'm going to lead my children. I'm going to go ahead and do everything I can and live for God so that I can go ahead and lead my wife, so I can lead my family for Christ. We need some men today. We need some men that would step up and say, hey, I could maybe drive a bus, or I could do this, or I could do this, or whatever the case may be. We just need some men. That was just a little side note. But there's several. There were several leaders here tonight, whether you know it or not. You know, refer back to Joseph for a minute. Had he not obeyed dad, a nation would have been lost. But he said yes. A young leader, 17-year-old, said yes to his dad, and he did right. You know, your obedience determines how you're going to turn out. You know, jails today, they're filled with people who cannot lead their flesh. They couldn't lead themselves. You know, alcoholics don't become an alcoholic till they take the first drink. You know, alcoholic just doesn't get up and say, one day I'm going to be an alcoholic. No, you know what? It started somewhere. They couldn't control themselves, and it started with one drink. You know, a drug addict did not become a drug addict till they took their first drug. It starts somewhere. Okay, a smoker doesn't become addicted, if you will, until they take the first breath of smoke. What I'm trying to say is a leader needs to control their flesh. A leader needs to be able to say no. A leader needs to walk in the Spirit. Why? So we don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Parents were leaders. If you're a child here today, you have younger kids, you're a leader. Parents, we're leaders. Sunday school teacher, you're a leader. Bus captain, you're a leader. If you're a boss, you're a leader. Any position where one follows you is a leadership position. If you're older, as we talked a little bit about this, if you're older, you have a leadership role. Now, how we conduct ourselves can determine the destiny of the children and those that follow us. How we conduct ourselves. I'm talking about how we treat one another, how we treat our parents, how we treat authority very much will determine, can determine about how those younger people that follow us turn out. Let me give you a few thoughts. I told you I might be on this for a few weeks. Got a few qualities of leadership I want to talk about coming up the next few weeks, but just wanted to kind of give you a base. Talked a little bit about Joseph, how he was a young man that could lead his flesh. He led himself. Now, let me just give you a few thoughts tonight, and I'll be through. Number one, a leader is supposed to be one, okay? A leader is supposed to be one to provide godly direction to the follower. How do we do that? Number one, through counsel. You know, as a parent, you need to establish a kind of relationship that your children will want to come to you for anything. You know, I'll say that again. As a parent, hey, your child, as they grow up, there's going to be different situations they face. It's going to happen. Things are going to change in their life, and they might, you know, might be friends issue, it might be this, it might be that. They don't know how to handle every situation. Listen to me. Now, as a parent, let me just use this again. I'm going back to parents a little bit. I'm hitting the home a lot. I know that. But the truth of the matter is, as a parent, you ought to go ahead and be the kind of mom or dad to your kids that they can come to you freely for anything. They ought to be comfortable coming to talk to you. They ought to feel comfortable to talk to you, just whatever it may be. Now, you know, if you got a mom and dad in the home, obviously there's better things that I think a dad can teach that the mom can't, but there's other things that a mom could teach that a dad can't. But the truth of the matter is you ought to have that kind of relationship. As a leader, okay, if you are a Sunday school teacher, okay, as a leader of that class, you ought to be the kind of teacher that you have instilled trust in them kids so that they can be able to bear their heart to you. You ought to be the kind of person, okay, if you got some other role in the church or a boss. I had a boss. I thank God I had this kind of guy. I had one of the guys that were over me. The big boss wasn't like this, but one of my supervisors, that's what I was trying to say, when I was working in Chicago, was very easy to work with. He didn't just go ahead and look over you and say, you did this wrong. If I did something wrong, he said, hey, listen, let me show you how to do this. He was very easy. And if I had a problem on the work site or a situation or whatever that dealt solely with work, you know, I could go to him. He didn't go ahead and push me, figure it out for you. No, you know, he was willing to take the time to teach and to train me. Okay, so a leader is someone, okay, a leader is supposed to be one that can provide godly direction to a follower through counsel. I hope as a pastor I'm that way. I desire to be. I hope that anyone that wants to talk to me freely knows that my door is always open and that I've established a kind of relationship that you can go ahead and bear your burden with me and I can pray with you. So you ought to be able to establish that through counsel, also through encouragement. A leader tells a follower that he can and not he can't. You know, I've seen it. I've seen parents go ahead and say stuff, you know, maybe when it comes time for the report card to come home, and maybe they had a bad grade, something that they feel they could do better. But I've seen parents go ahead and just really discourage a child. You could do better. But mom and dad, I'm going to go ahead. Oh, you know what? I got a B in science or English. I'll use English because, boy, I loved English. Not, okay? But the truth of the matter is, I didn't like English. I didn't like English. And you know what? I had a hard time when I was a kid. I'm getting right down to some of your teens level now, okay? So just listen to me a minute. But I didn't like English. And you know what? I struggled with that in high school. Man, did I struggle. And you know, I thank God that I had a kind of mom that when I did have a poor grade, you know what? She went ahead and said, you know what? I told her, listen, I'll go ahead and do better, mom. She was there as a cheerleader. Hey, how's it going? How's your English going? She was there as a cheerleader. You know, I've seen parents go ahead and say, well, my kids are just too dumb. Okay, yeah, then now they're going to really be a success. I've seen it. We shouldn't go ahead and throw water on our child's desires or hopes. We shouldn't be doing that. We ought to be, as a parent or a leader, we ought to be able to say, hey, you know what? Let me help you with your English. Hey, you know what? You tell me that you're going to go ahead and bring that grade up. You know, I'll do everything I can to help you. What I'm trying to say, we ought to be encouraging those that fall instead of discourage them. I had bus captains. I worked under five bus captains. We had five bus routes back in Maine. And they said, hey, Brother Sean, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to hit this goal. I know that you desired it and you kind of told us, Moya, you'd like to see the bus finisher go from here to here. I'm going to hit this goal. You know what? And if they came in under, what was I going to tell them? Yeah, you can't do it. That shows real good leadership on my part. And you know what? If I went ahead and said that, why would he want to go do it? If Pastor Weeks can't go ahead and trust me and doesn't believe in me, why should I go ahead and do it? You know, if Mom and Dad doesn't think I can get the grade, why should I even try in school? I'm trying to say a leader needs to go ahead and be an encourager to the follower. A leader will lead himself to do right. A leader has the ability to say no to the flesh, no to the devil, and say yes to God. And then number three, a leader needs to be in his Bible daily in order to stay combative against sin and the devil and be able to give wisdom to his followers. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. I'm going to just turn to Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5, and I'm landing this thing tonight. Just a moment. But Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. Get to it. I should have marked it, but I almost there. There I am. The Bible says a wise man will hear. Okay? That to me is a leader. That would be a pastor. That would be anybody in leadership. Will hear and will increase in learning. So if you're a leader here tonight, okay, perhaps that we can take a couple of steps forward and become better. Maybe there's a few things that we need to go ahead and shave off that kind of deter us from being the kind of deter us or throw us off from being the kind of leader we ought to be. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. That means he's going to keep on increasing, doing everything he can to keep learning and doing better. And a man of understanding, now this to me talks about the follower, shall attain unto wise counsels. So basically, to bring this all together tonight, okay, I talked about a leader, okay, you're going to be a good leader, you're going to walk in the Spirit, okay, if you're going to be a successful leader, you're going to walk in the Spirit. Why? So you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. So for me, okay, as pastor of Faith Baptist Church, as a dad, these other roles of leadership I have, you know, as a wise man, I want to hear other great men, I want to hear other preachers teach me. I'm going to still listen to my dad while I got him. If I have advice that I need, I want to be able to say, hey, Dad, can you give me a little bit of advice? I thank God I have my dad. You know what? Why? Because that's a wise man. Doesn't matter how old I am. Doesn't matter the fact that I'll be 38 years old next month. The truth of the matter is, if there are some people that have been through it, that have lived longer than me, you know, I want to go to them for some advice. Why? Because a wise man will hear, and I want to increase my learning. I want to become better. I want to do more and become more what God wants me to be. And a man of understanding, that's the follower's part, shall attain unto wise counsels. Okay, I talked about counsel. Talked about Cody was up here, a multitude of counselors. Okay, so a follower, if you get to a point where you don't know what to do, don't just take it on yourselves and try to figure it out. Go to the pastor. Go to somebody who's lived that issue that you're going through. Go to somebody who has lived through it. Okay, if you have a health issue, you figure, I'll try to figure it out by myself. Go to someone who's been through a health issue. You know what? They've lived it. And they can help lead you and guide you. Hey, talking about leadership, a leader is one who simply guides and directs. A godly leader will lead himself so that he may lead and guide others to do right. How's your leadership ability tonight? Think about it. I mentioned there's a lot of leaders here this evening. There's a lot of them. One way or the other, just about, unless if you are just a little baby newborn, truth be told, there's a lot of you in some way, some form, you're a leader. You're a leader. How are you leading? If you're a sibling, if you're an older sister, or older brother, what kind of example are you to the younger in your home? If you're a Sunday school teacher, what kind of example are you to the children? Do you walk in all ready to lead them for that Sunday morning Sunday school class? You walk in all prepared? If you're a parent, how well are you leading your kids? How well do you listen to them? How well do you go ahead and encourage them to go ahead and have them become a success? How's your leadership? Are you leading those who follow to right or to wrong? You know, there's a right kind of leadership, there's a wrong kind. A right kind of leader, obviously, is going to go ahead and lead one to bigger and better heights for Christ. But the wrong kind of leads them towards the wrong things, if you will. Okay, a godly leader will lead himself so that he may lead and guide others to do right. You know, I thought about this, and as I, you know, I said this last week, leaders don't necessarily look for big leadership roles. I'll be honest with you, when Brother Joe called, and I'm going to use this as an illustration in a sermon, so I don't want to go ahead and throw it all out tonight, but the truth of the matter is, when Brother Joe called me about coming here to church, pastor this church, he asked me, are you still looking for a church? I think I said, yeah, I guess. I think that's what I said, I guess. Really, I wasn't. Now, wait a minute, was I before? Yes. Was I previous, a few years before? Yes, I was. And there's reason, I mean, with my wife's health and different things, I just kind of had to just bow out for a while and just say, I'm going to stay assistant pastor. And you know what? I said, Lord, I'm very content. I'm very, very content. I'm very happy right here, Lord. I mean, that's fine. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, I wasn't looking for a leadership role. I got thinking, you know, the last couple weeks, I'm in awe. I'm in awe that I'm here. I really am. And I'm just so privileged. My wife and I are just so privileged to pastor you. And you know, I was talking to the Lord today. I said, man, Lord, I'm not really the best leader in the world. But God, I'll do everything I can. I'll love these people. What you give on my heart to go ahead and convey to them, I'll do it the very best I can. And God, I want these people to make it. That's what a leader wants. A leader wants the people that they're following to make it. Bottom line. You know, and you know, the biggest desire, I've said it a few times, you know what? Bottom line, I just want you to make it. I just want you to go ahead and have success in the eyes of God and just simply make it. And I want to do my part the very best I can with God's help to lead you to bigger days in your family. I want to do my part with God's help to lead this church into bigger and better days with God's help, obviously. The truth of the matter is, we all have a form of leadership. We all do. But the areas that you are in control of, how are you leading? I mean, are you encouraging, or are you just kind of one of them leaders where discourage people every time you're there? You know, Brother Howes used to say, you know, all the burdens, everything he used to carry, I couldn't even imagine. But he used to say, you know, if I, as the pastor of this church, walked out that door, that's how he did it, he and his staff at the start of Sunday morning service, came to the pulpit, said, well, it's good to be here, I guess. Oh, you got to hear about my week. This happened. I mean, you know, a death here and this, all kinds of things. You know, I'm not leading my people to any joy. I'm not leading my people to go ahead and say, yes, I'm glad to be in church. You know, Brother Hiles, even through it all, and I use him as an example because what a pastor he was. But the truth of the matter is, when he came through that door, regardless of everything that he bore throughout the week, and it had to be much, you know what? I never saw a time Brother Howe stood up behind his pulpit on downside. And I know, I mean, some of us knew some of the burdens that he carried. But he came out desiring to love on his people and lead his people to a point where, man, I'm glad that I'm in church. Hey, bottom line, we're talking about leadership. How's your leadership tonight? I mean, how is the strength of your leadership? Are you the kind of leader that's leading people to the right way? You know, if you want to be a successful leader, our key verse we talked about tonight, you need to walk in the Spirit. That means every day, get up and say, Lord, fill me, use me, forgive me, help me to be what you want me to be today, every day. Why? So that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why do you not want to fulfill the lust of the flesh? Because if you as a leader fall, then some of the followers will fall along with you. Not all necessarily. Not all necessarily. There are some that stay up and, you know, but the truth of the matter is, if I ask God every day for his grace and strength and power, I, as pastor, as dad, I need to go ahead and walk in the Spirit. Why? So that I can go ahead and be kind of the kind of leader to our church, the kind of dad to my kids, the kind of husband to my wife. Let's pray. Now, Heavenly Father, I sure do love you. The very best I knew, I tried to convey this thought tonight about leadership. God is so important. We need some, you know, I talked about, we need some men that would just rise up and say, you know, I need to be a better leader. We need even some ladies that in the roles that they have and the leadership roles as a mom and different areas that they have to be a better leader. I pray, dear God, that you would work on these hearts. I pray, God, that we all, whatever leadership roles that we have, I pray, dear God, that we would be the kind of godly leader and be sensitive to those who are following, for how we lead our life very much determines how a lot of people turn out. It's so very important. Now, Lord, I pray you'd bless this time. With our head bowed and eyes closed, maybe God spoke to you. Let's stand to our feet. There's going to be an invitation. I don't know how to give an invitation, but maybe God spoke to you. Somehow, some way, you need to do business with God tonight. As we stand, the music's going to go ahead and play. Why don't you just come forward? The Lord leads. Thank you.